Greetings, listeners. This is Ralph Edwards, a.k.a. Warren, from the Concrete Gang and Creatures of the Industry podcast. I feel privileged to introduce the Concrete Gang 50th Anniversary Archive, because this is the 50th anniversary of the Concrete Gang on Community Radio 3CR, first started by the rank and file of the BLF, and now presented by the rank and file of the CFMEU. We've been presenting a weekly program about our industry and the struggles it's faced over those 50 years. In fact, since 3CR first went to air in February 1976. This archive comes in two parts. First, the good old days, inverted commas, when it was recorded on reel-to-reel and then recorded over. So, special thanks to our loyal listeners who have recorded them on their cassette tape recorders as they listened on a Sunday morning, and save them for everyone to enjoy again. Second part of the archive is when we entered the 21st century in the early 2000s and the show was digitally recorded and kept as we went. So the material, although patchy in its continuity, shows the transition of the Concrete Gang over 50 years, in those two parts of approximately 25 years each. So enjoy the listen, and thanks to all those who presented the program and all those who helped get it to air. You will find it on www.3cr.org.au/Concrete Gang 50 Years, all one word. Dare to struggle, dare to win.
We're knocking down the old, we're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold, and the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. A builder's labourer is a name to make a man feel proud. And whether we were born here or born in Italy.
Welcome to another edition of Concrete Gang. And tonight, as we mentioned last week, we're going to have a look at the Industrial Relations Act. The letter has been sent to Norm Gallagher from Clyde Cameron, and we assume this letter has been sent to other unions as well. And we'll be reading out extracts from this. And we'll also be having a look at a section of Australia's past from the 1920s.
But before we go into that, here's an important announcement. The the Builders Labourers History of Australia, which was broadcast on 3CR last year, has been remade into a super-duper slick edition with lots of lovely songs and lots of glowing accounts from our past history. And it's going to be broadcast on 3AR. The first program will be on 3AR on Monday evening, the 9th of May. So have a listen into it if you can bother listening to that end of the dial, and you can be up that late. I think it's around about the 10 o'clock mark, but look in the green guide. Now, we'll start off tonight with a track from Joe Hill, written by Joe Hill. He was an American songwriter in the early years of this century, working class songwriter, and it's Casey Jones, The Union Scab.
The workers on the SB line for strikes that ought to call. But Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all. His boiler, it was leaking, and the driver's on the bump. And the engines and the bear, and they were all out of plumb.
Casey Jones
kept his junk pile running.
Casey Jones
was working double time.
Casey Jones
got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SB line. The worker said to Casey, won't you help us win this strike? But Casey said, let me alone, you'd better take a hike. Well, Casey's wheezy engine ran right off the wheezy track, and Casey hit the river with an awful smack.
Casey Jones
hit the river bottom.
Casey Jones
broke his bloomin' spine.
Casey Jones
turned into an angel. He got a trip to heaven on the SB line. And Casey got to heaven way up to that pearly gate. He said, I'm Casey Jones, the guy that sold the SB freight. You're just the man, said Peter, our musicians are on strike. You can get a job at Gavin anytime you like.
Casey Jones.
Got a job in heaven.
Casey Jones.
The suit was mighty fine.
Casey Jones.
Went Gavin on the Angels, just like he did to workers on the SB line. Well, the Angels got together. They said it wasn't fair for Casey Jones to go around and scabbin everywhere. The Angels Union number 23, they sure were there. They promptly fired Casey down the golden stair.
Casey Jones!
I went to hell a flying.
Casey Jones!
The devil said, oh, fine.
Casey Jones!
Get busy shoveling sulfur. It's what you get for scabbin on the SP line.
That was Casey Jones, the Union Scab, sung by Pete Seeger and written by Joe Hill. And it seems pretty appropriate these days with Fraser's industrial legislation in the wind.
Well, on Concrete Gang, we've got a new experience for you. You've enjoyed our previous shows. We hope you enjoy this. We've got our new quiz game from Melbourne. That fast-moving show, it's Epidemic. And over to our compere, Danny Duck.
Ah, oh, good afternoon, viewers, listeners. And tonight we have a very lively program lined up for you. We've got three schools with us in the studio tonight for this quiz show. We've got the team represented from Melbourne Grammar. Oh, we've also got the team from Geelong Grammar. And we've also got the team from Footscray Tech.
Hey, good on you, boys!
And tonight, our questions will be around Malcolm Fraser's brilliant new industrial relations legislation, which is coming up before the Parliament. And so, the first question is to you, the captain of Melbourne Grammar. Are you ready?
Yes, I am, Mr. Duck.
Oh, that's very good. I'm glad to hear that. Right, well, the first question is this. As you are probably aware, this new legislation will be able to empower the Industrial Relations Bureau to take deregistration proceedings against any organisation which supports industrial action against the employment of a non-unionist. Now, my question to you, and listen to this very carefully, is what would be the penalty imposed on any union which decided to break this part of the legislation?
Yes, Mr. Duck, that's simple. Deregistration, suspension of wages, freezing of funds, and disqualification of a member's right to nominate or hold any office in the union.
Oh. Yes, I'm just looking across at the judges there. Yes, the arbitration court judges say that answer is perfectly correct, and so Melbourne Grammar go to a very early lead with 10 points on the board. There, that's very good. Now, Footscray Tech. Then this is the next question for you, the captain of the Footscray Tech team. Another thing about this industrial relations legislation, it will enable the Industrial Relations Bureau to take proceedings against any officer of a union who supports industrial action in breach of a bans clause or a settlement of disputes procedure or against a non-unionist. Now, can you tell me, the captain of Footscray Tech, what would be the penalty involved on any officer who broke this legislation?
Well, Danny, I knew your brother in Pembridge, but I won't
mention
Mr.
Duck, if
you
don't mind.
But I think it's $500 for each day for breach of a bans clause or settlement of a dispute procedure, and $400 for each day for refusing to work with a scab.
Well,
I'm just very rough language.
I was just having a word with the arbitration court judges there. Well, I must say that your answer is correct, but I'm very upset about the use of the word scab, and so therefore I can't really award you any points. So Footscray Tech go still have a minus or a zero score on the board. Melbourne Grammar with 10 points, and on with our third question, which is to Geelong Grammar. Are you ready, the captain of Geelong Grammar?
Yes, Mr.
Doctor. All right, that's very good. Now, as another part of this legislation,
is that it will also enable this industrial tribunal to take proceedings against any individual member of a union who supports industrial action in breach of a bans clause or a settlements of disputes procedure, or against a non-unionist. Now, what would be the penalty involved on any member of any union who foolishly decided to break that part of the legislation? Think about it.
$500 for each day for a breach of a bans clause or a settlement of disputes procedure. $400 for each day for refusing to work with a person who breached a lawfully made union decision.
Yes, that was perfectly correct, and I might say it was very well spoken too. So there, Geelong Grammar with 10 points on the board. And at the end of the first round, we see Melbourne Grammar with 10, Footscray Tech with a miserable-looking 0, and Geelong Grammar with 10. Now on to our next round. Back to the captain of Melbourne Grammar. Can you give me another example of this legislation, another provision of this new glorious legislation?
Yes, I can, Mr. Duck. Quite easily. By establishing 3 new grounds for deregistration, and for empowering the court upon application by the minister or the bureau, I'm sorry, Mr. Duck, to either cancel the union's registration, suspend any of the union's rights and privileges under the Act, suspend any of the rights and privileges of an officer of a union, notwithstanding the rules of the union, suspend any union rights and privileges of a member thereof, or his rights and privileges under an award or any Act, restrict the use of a union's funds, premises, equipment, or property from being made available to a particular officer or member of that union, and to freeze a union's funds in cases where any section of that union has engaged in industrial action which prevents, hinders, or interferes with trade or commerce with other countries, stevedoring and maritime unions, or trade or commerce among the states, stevedoring, maritime, transport, railway, and airline unions, or the provision of any public service by the Commonwealth or a state, or by an authority of the Commonwealth or a state, for example, the public service, banking, shipping, public transport, health, education, and postal unions.
Oh, well, yes. Well, I must say there, young Mel, that was a very good answer, and probably one of the best well-rehearsed answers that we've ever heard on It's Epidemic.
Yes, Mr. Duck, I do try to specialise in industrial matters.
Oh, that's very good. Yes, well, that's another 10 points on the board to Melbourne Grammar. And now the Footscray Tech. Now the Footscray, if you don't mind, the Footscray Tech. Another question I don't think we'll ask the captain this time because of his last answer was very bad. So we'll ask the vice-captain of the Footscray Tech team this time. Can you give me another example of this legislation, what it will mean?
Mr. Duck, I can give you another example of this legislation as long as it is fairly assessed in a point situation. You're being very unfair here at the moment, Mr. Duck.
I protest.
One of these is by making an offence for a union or any of its members to do anything to coerce a member into taking part in industrial action or to fine a member who scabs on a decision of his own union.
Look, you've done it again. I'm afraid that, look, that's quite correct, but I don't like the way you present it. Now, look, the arbitration court judges over there are very upset about the way it's going on.
Mr. Duck, I wish you would take action against that young man. He is using inflammatory language, going right outside the bounds of indexation.
Look, that's the first time on this program that one of our arbitration court judges has actually had to physically intervene in a decision. And I'm afraid you'll have to accept the umpire's decision. After all, that's what arbitration's all about, isn't it? So that's another 0 to Footscray Technical School. And on with our second question to Geelong Grammar. And can you give me another example of the provision of this legislation, the captain of Geelong Grammar?
By providing an additional ground for deregistration or for the suspension of the rights and privileges, such as the following. In the case of a union whose members engage in any activity designed to prevent air, land or water pollution, or to preserve the ecology or environment, or to preserve buildings of priceless historical significance, or to protect present and future generations from the effects of deadly radiation, or to preserve Medibank, or to protest against another Vietnam-type war, or against the sacking of an elected government halfway through its term of office, or the abolition of the trade union training scheme.
Yes, Mr. Duck,
how come these grammar schools get loaded with questions and us poor tech school, we get all the hard ones?
Mr. Duck, I want that young man removed immediately.
Right.
Police!
Right. Now, I'd like to... Thank you. Sorry, then. Yes, well, the score as it stands at the moment is 20 all to Geelong and Melbourne Grammar, who are running neck and neck here with Footscray Tech coming a bad last, and now it's on with our final round of questions. Melbourne Grammar.
Can you answer me this question?
I thought you'd gone. If you were the Prime Minister of this country, what would you do with the strikers that are causing so much havoc, pestilence in this nation today?
I'd line them up and shoot them.
Yes. Yes, the arbitration court judges have nodded an approval over there, so that's a bonus of 10 points for you. Right, and Footscray Technical School will ask you another question. Yes, if you were a worker, which you obviously will be, what would you do about this great new legislation that Mel Fraser's brought down?
I'd tell Fraser to stick his fascist legislation.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, the arbitration court judges have done... That's actually a minus 10 there, so that really puts you in a bad position. Now, Geelong Grammar, the last question of the round. And what would your answer be to the previous idiot?
Life wasn't meant to be easy.
Oh, yes, that was a very good answer there from Geelong Grammar. So, and we draw to another conclusion, the show epidemic. So be tuned next week. And just repeating those scores, Geelong Grammar and Melbourne Grammar tied on 30 points each. And Footscray Technical School came a bad last with minus 10. And at the moment, their team is being interrogated at the local police station for causing disruption on the radio program. And now, back to our regular program. Thank you, listeners.
Which side are you on? sung by Pete Seeger. Which Side Are You On is a miners' song written in 1932 in the midst of the bitter struggles of the miners in Harlan County, Kentucky. The mine owners, unyielding in their opposition to any unionization of the workers, carried on a campaign of violence and terror to smash the union. At least a dozen miners were killed by deputies hired by the operators, but none of the deputies were indicted. Which Side Are You On was written during one of the many terroristic raids by the sheriff and his deputies on the miners' homes. They came to the home of Sam Reese, one of the leaders of the National Miners' Union, but he had been warned in time and escaped. They poked their shotguns everywhere, under the beds and into the closets, even into the piles of dirty linen, searching for the miners' leaders. When Reese's young daughter, aged 8 and 11, started crying, one of the deputies laughed and says, "What are you crying for? We don't want you. We're after your old man." After the deputies had left, Mrs. Florence Reese, wife of the rank-and-file leader, was seething with indignation. She tore an old calendar off the wall and on the backside wrote the verses of the great labor song, which she had put to the tune of an old Baptist hymn she had known from childhood. The song was immediately picked up by the striking miners after it had been sung at the Union Hall by Mrs. Reese's two little girls. From Harlan County, it spread throughout the entire labor movement.
With Fraser's wage cuts today, we have from the People's Voice on April 15, 1977, something of a little bit of historical value that goes back 50 years, says as such.
In the face of severe economic crisis in the 20s, a strong campaign to cut workers' wages began. From 1925 on, the Bruce Page government carried out this attack for the companies. This government brought in several repressive acts, the Amendment to the Crimes Act in 1926 and the Amended Arbitration Act in 1928. The plan was that these harsh measures should stop workers from fighting against lowered living standards. These powers were soon used against waterside workers. A lockout in May 1928 aimed to severely cut working conditions. In the following struggle, the Crimes Act was used to jail union officials and fine the Waterside Workers' Federation £1,000 for encouraging and inciting a strike. When workers did not back down, the government devised a new act to increase its strike-breaking powers, the Transport Workers Act. Under the Act, transport workers had to be licensed. Of course, any waterside worker who took part in a strike disapproved of by the government could then have his license cancelled. In spite of all this, the workers still resisted. Many arrests took place during the course of the waterside workers' strike, and four workers were shot by police on the Melbourne waterfront. Shortly afterwards, a new award was announced for timber workers. The award cut wages, increased working hours, and worsened working conditions. When the timber workers came out on strike, the union was fined £1,000, and 32 union members were fined £100 each, or 3 months' jail. A month later, mine owners in New South Wales locked out 12,000 miners in an attempt to force them to accept a 12.5% wage cut. What followed was 15 months of bitter struggle, during which miners were attacked by government forces and Norman Brown was shot dead during a protest against the employment of scabs at the Rothbury pits. Throughout this period, workers continued to fight the repressive measures brought against them. In spite of the harsh and violent actions of the government, they refused to be beaten down.
Well, that's all for this week, folks. We hope you enjoyed the program, and don't forget that next Tuesday, the 10th of May, is the monthly branch meeting, and make sure you get up there, because this is your union, and get involved.
It's 7 minutes to 8 on 3CR. The Federal Cabinet will soon be considering ways to allow Australia's commercial radio stations access to the FM band. The Federation of Australian Radio Broadcasters is lobbying for...
Thank you for listening to the Concrete Gang 50-year anniversary archive. All those episodes where we dared to struggle and we dared to win. And hopefully you've enjoyed it and come back and listen to some more. You will find it on www.3cr.org.au/Concrete Gang 50 Years. Thank you very much.